Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I have to admit, coming in to do a radio show this early morning, one of the more bizarre, eerie, just unpleasant days to be around our city, to be in our state, to be in our country, and to have all of this news that is just so uncertain hitting you and seeing it collide with something we all love, something that is all near and dear to our hearts, which is the world of sports. Trust me, the last thing I want to be doing is coming on the air and being like this guy who's trying to give you a voice of reason, who's trying to rationalize some of the chaotic things we've seen over the last 24 hours. But just think about how this day started and how this day wrapped up. And it is fair to say now that the sports world is beyond intertwined with everything that is going on regarding the coronavirus and how the coronavirus has hit a league that we all watch, a league that we all love in the NBA. And just think about what our reactions were 24 hours ago as all of this news was coming out. The idea was, okay, this virus is serious. This virus needs to be taken care of. But you'll have teams playing in empty arenas. And it started with the Brooklyn Nets yesterday. Remember coming on the air talking about Brooklyn going to take on the Golden State Warriors. And we know how the coronavirus has hit in the Bay Area, in San Francisco and whatnot. And you'd have that game on Thursday being played in the empty arena. Then you started hearing about, well, what are the conference tournaments and what is the NCAA tournament going to do? After all, these conference tournaments are underway and you have people in the building. The ACC, packed house in Greensboro. Madison Square Garden was jumping for Georgetown and St. John's. Big Ten had people in their building. Then you get the press release and comes out right around 4 o'clock in the afternoon that the NCAA is not going to have fans playing in their buildings. You're not going to have people watching the players doing their thing. Okay. Then things are getting real. Then you get to the evening. And as crazy as it may have been to acknowledge the fact that you have an NCAA tournament with all the pageantry that you're used to, with all the pomp and circumstance that you're used to, with the enthusiasm, the yelling and screaming, the ambiance, that's all gone. But then we get word in the NBA that Rudy Gobert, one of the better players in this league, a young, very well put together, in shape center for the Utah Jazz, contracts the coronavirus. And you find this news out minutes before they're about to get underway. As weirdest scene as you're ever going to have within an NBA arena, where the Jazz Thunder game gets canceled. You have people in the stands wondering why. And then you find out why, that this young, top-notch specimen of an athlete gets this disease. To say that it has put a stranglehold on things is the understatement of the century. It is now no longer to a point where it's media panic, people blowing it out of proportion, on and on we go. Can't make that argument now, folks. When the NBA comes out and basically says, we are suspending our season indefinitely, where you have no idea when, if the NBA is going to pick up and start playing basketball again. That is wild, because we know of the economic impact that the NBA, that the NHL, that the tournament brings in to arenas, to communities, to the bars, the restaurants, the infrastructure, the jersey sales, you name it. But we're now to a point where to combat this worldwide problem, cancellations are going to be in vogue. There is no precedent to any of this. I got to be honest. There's no precedent to any of this stuff. You know, I was thinking with Fleegs and James Graceffa a few minutes ago. Remember after September 11th, sports shut down for about a week, week and a half. And as New York City and the United States of America was in mourning after those horrific terrorist attacks, we tried to get our ducks in order. We got back at some point to a return to normalcy. When Sandy happened, and I remember being here in 2012, no power on Staten Island. Many communities throughout New York City were ravaged because of the storm. The games went on. The games continued. The marathon did not, but many other elements did. When you see a league like the NBA taking the measure that they did on Wednesday, I think for me at least, it puts far more of this situation and everything that's going on with this coronavirus into perspective. And for all of us to be sitting here next week in what is one of my favorite times of the year. You know, we talked about how the sports world looks forward always to the month of March, because the month of March is like this beacon of hope and excitement and enthusiasm all tied into one, that you have gotten through the slumber of February, that post-Super Bowl blasé period, if you will. You start looking forward to conference tournaments. You start looking forward to the NCAA tournament. You know that the baseball season is right around the corner. The NBA and the NHL playoffs are right around the corner. All of that now is in serious jeopardy of being put on hold for God knows when. With the NBA now suspending their games indefinitely, and I'm sure all of these commissioners, Big Ten, Pac-12, Big East here at Madison Square Garden, the ACC down in Greensboro, the Big 12 in Kansas City, I don't think it makes any sense for them individually to say, well, we're going to play, therefore, we're not going to play. And then you kind of have these conflicting messages all over the country. I don't think that's the right way to handle it, to be honest with you. To me, it's got to be an all-for-one, one-for-all type of scenario. I think all these commissioners should sit down and say, is this something we can move forward with? Playing games in empty arenas, continuing to play, going through business as usual. Can we get away with doing that? Here's the problem with making that sort of case and that sort of point at this point in time. If indeed these tournaments go on as scheduled and we get word that a player, a coach, somebody on a training staff, whatever it may be, contracts the coronavirus, how bad is that going to look for everybody involved? This is something a day ago, I have to be honest with you. I'm coming on the air doing a show. We had Zach Brazil on the show. The idea of the NCAA tournament being canceled seems so far-fetched. It seems so outrageous. It's like, there's no way. The NCAA tournament being canceled? Something as Americana as the NCAA tournament is not going to be played? The broadcasting partners, CBS, Turner, that put millions upon millions upon millions of dollars into those TV rights and all the advertising they're going to lose out on, there's no way in the world they're going to cancel the games. But then you go through the last 24 hours and it hit home to me, and I'm sure it's going to hit home to many of you. You can't approach this, folks, like it's a common cold of the flu. Because again, you want to tell me the survival rate is still pretty darn good? Yeah, I get it. You're not going to be wrong about that. But to say this is a disease for the elderly, that this is a disease for the sickly, well, hold on a second. Rudy Gobert? You're telling me Rudy Gobert, who has the best dining options known to man, who flies on private jets all the time, who is flying not with me and you on American Airlines, the Delta. He's flying, you know, on the charter for the Utah Jazz. And he's in great physical shape. You know, he's not pounding beers three or four nights a week. He's on the court playing basketball. So all that is going down within a 27-year-old stud of an athlete. It means, yeah, it can happen to any of us. And you want life to go on. It's not the idea of just shutting down everything known to man. I'm here at work. I'm sure for many of you, you will be in a position where you have to go to work today, tomorrow, the next day. But I think we all have to be aware and mindful of the severity of this situation and the fact that it is now intertwining in the great distraction that we're all part of. You think I want to be sitting there next week not watching NCAA tournament games? That's going to break my heart. The idea that you could have a program, you know, Hofstra, who we talked to Coach McCulloch yesterday, first time in a tournament since 2001. Rutgers going to be in a tournament for the first time since, what, 1991. Fliegelman's Penn State Nittany Lions, they never make the NCAA tournament, and they're on the verge of doing it this year. To see all of those storylines go away, yeah, it flat out sucks. But you have to understand, this is no longer to a point where this is a situation that can be cast aside. That this is a situation that only applies to a certain quotient of people. This is real, folks. Very, very real. And the scary prospect in all this is that you're seeing cancellations in the NBA on Wednesday night. What's next? The tournament? The NHL is playing in the exact same arenas. What about Major League Baseball in a few weeks? Can you honestly envision the Yankees and the Mets starting their seasons in front of a crowd of people out at Citi Field, down in Baltimore, or the following week at Yankee Stadium? I think we're all going to have to kind of play this by a day-to-day type deal. This is no longer something that you can really forecast and predict, because if you would have told me 24 hours ago the NBA would shut down and suspend their season indefinitely, I never in a million years would have believed you. And here's all you need to know. You guys know I was wavering considerably about what I was going to do as far as my trip to Las Vegas to watch the conference tournaments. And if you know anything about me, you know that for weeks, I have been dying to get out to Las Vegas. I have been dying to watch those games and have some fun. As good a week as you're going to find maybe in sports, the appetizer to the NCAA tournament. The minute I got word regarding Rudy Gobert and the NBA suspending their games, I had no choice but to cancel my flight. One, because I think there's a pretty good chance we've seen the last of college basketball in 2020. Number two, the last thing I wanted is to fly out to Las Vegas, be quarantined, and be stuck out there for a few days. And right now, that kind of seems like still a foreign concept to a lot of people. That could change considerably. Listen, there's really no comfortable way to be dealing with any of this stuff. I got to be honest with you. This is uncharted waters for you. It's uncharted waters for me. The idea of a league suspending their games, it's wild. And there's going to be more to come. One of the better centers in the league gets the coronavirus. NBA suspends their games indefinitely. Hits home when you see a guy like Tom Hanks and his wife end up with this virus. Hate to say it, but I feel like it's only going to get worse before it gets better. Hope I'm wrong on that. I hope I'm as wrong on that take as I was with North Carolina and Syracuse. Seriously. Wacky times indeed. I'll try to figure all this out.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.